You're listening to ESL Podcasts, English Cafe, number 126. This is ESL Podcasts, English Cafe, episode 126. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan, coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Our website is eslpod.com. On it, you can find a learning guide for this episode, as well as our ESL podcast store, which contains premium courses on business and personal English we think you'll be interested in. On this cafe, we're going to talk about a famous American of the 20th century, Grandma Moses, who she was and why she is famous. We're also going to talk about the GED, what that is, who gets it, and why. And as always, we'll answer a few of your questions. Let's get started. Our first topic today is Grandma Moses. Grandma Moses was the name of a famous American painter of the 20th century. Her real name was Anna Robertson. She was born in September of 1860. She died 101 years later in 1961. She's known as Grandma Moses because she started painting when she was in her 70s. She is usually cited, that is, she is usually produced as evidence of how it is possible to start at something at a late age, at an older age, and still be good at that thing. Grandma Moses was famous for her pictures of rural life in the United States. When I say rural, R-U-R-A-L, I'm talking about outside the city, in the country, where there are farms and fewer people. Grandma Moses was sometimes called a folk artist. Folk, F-O-L-K, often refers to popular, perhaps not as sophisticated kind of art, although that doesn't necessarily mean that it isn't very sophisticated. It's a phrase, an expression we use to talk about traditional, often rural art forms, certain kinds of folk music, for example, are created by and sung by non-professional musicians, although there are now professional musicians that play folk music. Grandma Moses had what one writer described as sporadic periods of schooling when she was young. Sporadic, S-P-O-R-A-D-I-C, means not very frequent, not on a regular basis. She may have gone to school one year and then the next year not. This was not uncommon, especially for those that lived in rural areas of the United States in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Grandma Moses, who of course was called at that time Anna Robertson, married and lived in Virginia and then moved to New York. Her husband died in 1927. After her husband died, she moved to her daughter's home in 1936. And it was then, after she had retired, after she had left her normal work on the farm, that she began to paint. Initially, she copied what were called illustrated postcards. A postcard is something you send someone that has a picture or a painting, usually of a place that you are visiting. These illustrated postcards were her first subjects. She would copy them. Eventually, however, beginning in the early 1940s, she started painting scenes from her own childhood, when she was a child. Pictures such as apple pickers. People who pick apples are people who take the apples and remove them from the tree. She also had a famous painting called Catching the Thanksgiving Turkey. Thanksgiving, you may know, is a celebration each year where it is very popular for people to eat turkeys. This was a painting about someone on a farm catching the turkey for Thanksgiving. These paintings by Grandma Moses gradually became more famous, and by the early 1940s, she had exhibits and shows in different parts of the country. Throughout her time as a painter, she painted more than 2,000 paintings. Her style is sometimes called a naive style. Naive, N-A-I-V-E, usually means innocent, but also perhaps uneducated or not very intelligent, someone who doesn't understand everything very well. Later, art historians called it American primitive, meaning it had a certain popular folk quality about it. She became very famous in the late 1940s and 1950s. In the early 1950s, she appeared on one of the most famous television programs of that time, called See It Now, by a journalist named Edward R. Murrow, who's considered one of the finest journalists of the 20th century on television. Grandma Moses died in 1961. As I mentioned earlier, most Americans, when they think of Grandma Moses, think of the possibility of starting something later in life and being able to do well at it. I personally find this encouraging, since there are many things that I would love to learn how to do, including painting. Right now I'm working on the violin, which I'm not very good at. Fortunately, my wife has a good set of earplugs to put in her ears so she doesn't hear me. Maybe I'll be like Grandma Moses someday. You may wonder why they called her Grandma Moses. I think part of the reason is that Moses lived a very long time. Moses is a character, a person from the history of the Jewish people who was instrumental, that is, he was very important in helping the Jews leave Egypt. This is many thousands of years ago, of course. That's just my guess about why she got that name. Our second topic is something called the GED. Most Americans know what the GED is. GED stands for General Educational Development. It is a certificate or a diploma for those who did not graduate high school, but have studied and taken a set of tests called the GED tests to get what we would call a high school equivalency certificate. Something that is equivalent is equal to. The GED, then, is a series of tests, five tests, about topics that you would normally study in high school. The GED is taken by people who did not graduate from high school, sometimes because they left school early, they didn't finish high school, or they were immigrants to the United States and didn't complete high school in their own country. Generally, students over the age of 19 take the GED examinations if they need to. If you are younger, you would just go to a regular high school. 90% of American students graduate from high school, so it's not a large percentage of people who take the GED. Of course, you don't have to take the GED if you don't want a high school diploma, but it is very difficult to get a good job and impossible to study at a college or university unless you have at least a high school diploma or a GED certificate, which is the same thing. The test was actually created back in the 1940s. It's important to remember that in the United States, less than 50% of Americans graduated from high school before World War II. It was only after World War II that the percentage of American students who graduated from high school went above 50%. I have three uncles who were all teenagers during the late 1930s, and none of them graduated from high school. My father was the only male member of his family to graduate high school. So it was not uncommon. What happened was that many of these teenagers, these young people, went off to war, went to fight in World War II. And when they came back, they wanted to continue their education and get better jobs. And so the Army, the United States Army, created these series of tests. They're now used, as I said, by people who have dropped out of school. To drop out means to leave school early without finishing. It's also used by people who are immigrants to the United States and want to get a high school diploma. It's sometimes used by children who are homeschooled, people who educate their children at home, which you can do legally in many places in the United States. About 15 million people have taken the GED exam since it began and passed. About one out of every seven Americans has a GED certificate instead of a high school diploma. The rest have normal high school diplomas. About one out of every 20 college students, or 5% of all college students, got a GED first. Many people get a GED and don't get any higher degree, but they need at least a GED for many jobs. For example, if you want to become a police officer, you need to have a high school diploma or a GED. The same is true for many other government jobs. The youngest age you can take the GED is 16. Most places require that you be 17 years or older, however. As I said before, the majority are students who are out of the high school age, they're 19 or older, who take this exam. In most states, it's not possible to go to high school if you are over 19 years old. Part of the reason is that you don't want older students in their 20s in the same classrooms as 15 and 16-year-olds. That could create some problems. The GED is a wonderful program. It allows anyone to come and take an exam and get their high school diploma. And it is widely available. You can take the exam from most local school districts. The exam is not easy. It requires that you study the same kind of topics you would study in high school in order to pass it. Now let's answer a few of your questions. Our first question comes from Jose, J-O-S-E, in Spain. Jose wants to know the difference between since and from when you are talking about dates or time. Since we use when there is a beginning of something. For example, we have been doing ESL podcast since July of 2005. It began in July in 2005. Since we arrived, there have been a good deal of visitors here. Since we arrived, beginning at the time that we arrived. So there's one beginning point. From can also be used in a similar way, from the time we arrived. Usually, however, from is used with another preposition, to. So, for example, from 2003 to 2005, I was working at a different job at the Center for Educational Development. From and to, there's a beginning and an ending point. You could also say from 2005 to the present, meaning today. From 2005 to the present, I have been working on ESL podcast. So since would be used if you have just a beginning date. I have studied Spanish since 1981. I continue to do so. If there's a beginning and an end, you would use from and to. From 1999 to 2001, I lived in Phoenix, Arizona. Jacek, J-A-C-E-K, in Poland, wants to know how we use the expression is to do something. For example, he heard on the radio, the president is to speak about this event. Is to do is anticipated to do something. It's expected that he will do something. Or simply, he will do something in the future. It's a little more formal. You will hear it in newscasts and more formal reading material. It's used to announce some important event or speech. For example, the Secretary General of the UN is to address the General Assembly next month. To address means to talk to speak to. That's how we would use this is to do, or is to plus the verb. My wife is to tell me whether I will be sleeping on the couch or in the bed tonight, later this afternoon. Vanya, V-A-N-Y-A, from an unknown country, wants to know the difference between calligraphy, C-A-L-L-I-G-R-A-P-H-Y, and penmanship. Let's start with penmanship. Penmanship refers to your handwriting, how you are writing your letters and numbers on a piece of paper. That's a general expression. Sometimes people will say he has bad penmanship. Doctors, for example, medical doctors, have the reputation in the United States of having bad penmanship. They write something and you can't read what it says. Calligraphy is more formal, what we would call decorative writing. Decorative comes from the verb to decorate, which means to make pretty, to make beautiful, to make more sophisticated. Calligraphy is usually done with a special pen or a brush. A brush is what you use to paint, for example. Calligraphy is very formal. You would see calligraphy on, for example, an invitation to a formal event, such as a wedding. Calligraphy usually requires a lot of practice and special training. Most people don't know how to do calligraphy. Everyone, however, has some type of penmanship, some ability to write letters and numbers. But calligraphy is a fancy, formal, special kind of writing. If you have a question, formal or informal, email us at ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. We'll try to answer it on the cafe. We can't answer everyone's questions, but we'll do the best we can. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on The English Cafe. ESL Podcast English Cafe is written and produced by Dr. Jeff McQuillan and Dr. Lucy Say. This podcast is copyright 2008 by the Center for Educational Development.